The AI security story that emerged from Black Hat this week is one of those moments where the industry's internal contradictions became impossible to ignore. OpenAI gave a presentation that went viral within the security community. It detailed how AI agents, when given tool access and autonomous task execution, can be manipulated into performing actions that compromise connected systems. The specific case study involved the Hugging Face hack, where an AI agent was apparently weaponized to exfiltrate model weights and API credentials from a widely trusted platform used by hundreds of thousands of researchers and developers.
And now 15 state attorneys general have written to OpenAI, demanding answers about the breach, the disclosure timeline, and what safeguards exist to prevent similar incidents. That's a significant escalation of state-level scrutiny on AI security. 15 AGs acting in concert suggests coordinated pressure, not individual curiosity.
What's particularly sharp about the situation is that OpenAI is simultaneously being praised for transparency. The Black Hat presentation was forthcoming about risks and being held responsible for deploying agents powerful enough to cause these problems. The security research community has been warning about agentic AI risks for 2 years. The Hugging Face incident is the first major case where those warnings materialized into actual exfiltration of valuable ML assets.
The IRS guidance on AI use by tax preparers landed this week and immediately drew criticism. The IRS said preparers do not need to disclose to clients when AI was used in preparing their taxes. From a business efficiency standpoint, that's understandable. We don't require accountants to disclose what software they use. But the counterargument is that AI systems make systematic errors differently than human accountants do, and a client whose return was prepared with AI might have legitimate interest in knowing that, especially if something goes wrong.
The Chrome and Edge storage requirement story is one that I think deserves much more public attention than it's getting. Both Google and Microsoft have quietly updated their browser documentation to confirm that Chrome and Edge will download on-device AI models, totaling about 20 gigabytes to your computer when certain storage and connectivity thresholds are met. This happens silently. No prompt, no consent dialogue, no notification.
20 gigabytes is not trivial. For users on smaller SSDs or with data caps, that's a significant imposition. And there's a deeper question about what those models are doing once they're on your device. The companies say it's for local processing, privacy-preserving on-device AI, but the implementation, which bypasses explicit user consent, undermines the privacy argument. If you truly believe in user privacy, you let the user decide.
OpenAI's acquisition of NextSlide is a different kind of AI story. It's about where ChatGPT is going as a product. NextSlide built AI tools for generating presentations, which puts ChatGPT directly into competition with Microsoft's Copilot features in PowerPoint and Google's Gemini integration in Slides. OpenAI is essentially building a productivity suite from the outside in, acquiring capabilities rather than building them, which is faster but more expensive.
The hidden WhatsApp sticker export code that developers found buried in ChatGPT's mobile application points in the same direction. OpenAI is trying to weave itself into every communication surface. WhatsApp has over 2 billion users. If ChatGPT can generate and export stickers directly to WhatsApp, that's a distribution channel that's genuinely hard to replicate.
And the former SEC official's warning about quantum computing and cryptocurrency this week is worth flagging, even though the timeline is contested. The argument is that sufficiently powerful quantum computers could break the elliptic curve cryptography that secures most cryptocurrency wallets and blockchain transactions. The official called it a ticking clock. The question isn't whether quantum computing gets there, but when and whether the crypto ecosystem will have migrated to quantum-resistant algorithms before that happens. Current estimates from NIST put practical quantum threat timelines somewhere between 5 and 15 years, but those estimates have moved before.